You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hello, good morning from London. Welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. I'm so happy to have you here. Come in, sit down quickly because I have something very important to share. In fact, everything that I have to share is important, but I just want to get right down to it. So greetings in the name of the Most High. And I was led to look at the movie The Matrix again. I've always been fascinated with that movie, particularly certain aspects of it. And this time I was directed to literally look at the movie in chunks. I felt a need, a compulsion, probably over the last few weeks to review the movie. But this time I was led to YouTube and I found 32 videos that comprised the whole of the movie. And what's great about the way that God directs us is that he closes certain doors. So I went to my Skybox and they weren't showing it until this week, Friday. So it was like, okay, that's not the avenue. I went to Matrix on Prime Video on Amazon and they were charging. I thought, I don't want to pay for something that I've seen like six times. So my last port of call was YouTube, and there I found it accessible in 32, broken down 32 videos. And that's how God works. He closes certain doors. He closes doors to direct us on our path. So imagine you're walking down a road, walking down a path, and as you turn that one, there's no access. You go to that other road, there's no access. The person who designed the road that way designed it because they don't want you going down those particular roads. They've enabled it in such a way for you to walk in a particular direction. So if a man can do that, do you not think that God can do that? Okay. What doors do you have that you are trying to push open, but God never designed it that those doors should be made open for you? So that's the first question I'm going to put out there. What doors are you trying to open that are not the doors for you? So these are the points. I'm going to relay some points that I picked up from The Matrix. And some points I will expand on it because as the Spirit leads me. So the first point is, don't doubt your abilities. Don't doubt your abilities. We live in a world that tries to limit us. It limits us in terms of our skills. It limits us in terms of our capability. It tells us that we can't do this and we can do that. But only God knows what our abilities are because he's the one who's created us. The Bible tells us that our skills will open doors, our gifts will open doors. So do not doubt your abilities. Hold fast to what they are, hone them, craft them, and use them to open the doors that you were designed to open. What I've found is that the universe, God's universe, will leave you keys as to the direction that you ought to go. He will leave you clues. Let's use that as a better word. Have you ever had an experience where there's certain things that have happened and you thought, why does that feel like a clue to me? Why does that make me feel as if I should be going in this direction? You can't quite explain it. But the universe will leave you breadcrumbs. It will leave you clues as to the direction that you ought to go. It's the questions that drive us, isn't it? each of us as different individuals, we have different questions dependent on our talent, our skill, the gifts that we've been born with. Those are intertwined with the questions that arise within us. It's the questions that drive us. And the answer, you will find it if you want to. If you want the answer, you will find the answer to those questions. In my book, The Difference, my question was to know the difference between right and wrong. Well, what is the difference between right and wrong? And I was told there is no difference. Now, that has led me on a particular path, because it's the questions and the answers that drive us, that place us on our life path, that take us in a particular direction to fulfill our purpose. Now, in The Matrix, there's a scene, and you see Neo being rebuked. And as he's rebuked by his boss, the boss says, every single employee is part of a whole. And if an employee has a problem, then the whole company has a problem. And I thought, what is God actually saying here? And Spirit led me to see that each of us is an employee in God's plan. We are all part of a whole. We each have a different role to play. And that's why we all have different perspectives. And if one of us has a problem, the whole company has a problem. So you can see, again, that concept that I like to use of the jigsaw, that we're all jigsaw pieces in a beautiful big puzzle, and that we are a solution to someone else's problem. They are a solution to our problem. We are all a whole. And so if an employee has a problem, the company has a problem, because we are one. Next point, a lot of people are not ready for what Spirit wants to show them. Spirit is speaking to us continually. And if you're not quiet enough, and if you do not give your ear to what the Spirit is trying to say to you, not trying, is saying to you, then you will not hear it. You have a choice. And there are a lot of people who are not ready for what spirits want to show them. God gives us choices, and it's up to us. We either do it His way, which the Spirit of God conveys, which is in each and every one of us, or we do it our way, which is minus His input. When we do things our way with our limited, narrow perspective, minus the import of God, it takes us into a direction of nothingness. There is no purpose. So why would you choose a route that does not involve God, God your creator, who made you for a purpose? And on your journey, you will find that there is, let's call it the devil, if I want to use biblical terms, people, if I want to use layman's terms, who will try to thwart your plan. They will try to stop you in your tracks. They will try to stop you from fulfilling or to actualizing your purpose. And they will ask you or direct you to do that by getting you to not lean on the understanding of God, but to lean on a perspective, whether it's yours or someone else's. be mindful of buying into other people's opinion. Here's another one that I got from The Matrix, the movie. People will often underestimate you. And the thing is, oftentimes this has actually perhaps saved your life. There's a scene in The Matrix where the agents are looking for Neo, and they're only looking for him because they know that Morpheus and his crew are looking for Neo. So they know that he's important to them, but they don't realize that the significance of what he means to them, because they see him as the one. When I spoke to Sophia Stewart about the book, she's the one who wrote the script for The Matrix, the sole franchise owner. She explained to me that Neo is an anagram of the word one. And so they saw him as the one. Okay. Again, the movie has biblical connotations. The one represents Jesus Christ. Okay. So the savior. And the agents didn't recognize the significance. In fact, they underestimated the importance of him. And you are going to have people in your life who are going to underestimate you and your potential. And I could so relate to this. Growing up, even in my adulthood, I've got people right now who underestimate me. But within myself, I know my potential. My potential is bursting to come out. It's like a bubbling pot to enable my purpose. I remember once there was actually two occasions I was part of this group called KPI, Key Persons of Influence. That's what the group was called. And the leader of the group, on two occasions, I remember walking in with my completed book, She's Got That Vibe. And they underestimated me. I was the first one in the class to have my book ready. And everybody was amazed. Why were they amazed? Because they underestimated me. I'm not a person who's showy or who's in your face and who's bragging. I just do my things quietly. They underestimated me. There was another time where we had to do a pitch. And I practiced on my pitch. In fact, I employed a mentor to help me with my pitch because I had to pitch according to a particular protocol. And I was the first one that was called on the stage in a room of 30. And when I made my pitch, the room went silent and there were two judges on the panel. They didn't really have much feedback for me. You see, I'd been practicing my pitch. They had underestimated me. And as it would work out, I wasn't called to be part of the 10. And I thought to myself, why was I not called to be part of the 10? Everyone was shocked because they had to select 10 people to go through to the next round. Everyone in the room was shocked. Everyone would say to me, Valerie, you should have been part of that 10. I don't understand. But that's why I say to you, the devil will thwart your plan. Doesn't want you to realize your purpose. And the devil, when I say the devil, I'm not talking about somebody that's there with two horns and a big tail. No. I'm talking about anything that is anti-truth, anything that stems from an untruth. And that anti-truth can manifest itself through people. And it would manifest itself through people who are not on the side of truth. There's a scene in the movie where Morpheus tells Neo that there are only two sides. It's either you're on the side of the truth or the untruth. And he said, if you're on the side of the untruth, they see them He said, we see them as an enemy because they can still be used as agents for the Matrix. In other words, I'm going to say agents for the devil, agents that will thwart your plan and want to stop you from enabling your purpose. So people will often underestimate you. And sometimes that underestimation will actually save your life. You see, the Bible tells us that all things work together for good for those that love God. You see, let them underestimate you, because you're going to do your thing like a ninja. And when you're ready to burst onto the scenes, how God designed it, then it will happen. They won't see you coming. While I was watching The Matrix, it was like God was telling me to trust him. As I have been down a particular path, and I know how it ends. So it's like God's spirit was saying to me, trust me. There's a scene again in The Matrix where Neo's in the car, and you know, he's got this thing in his belly that can track him, this horrible looking worm, metallic worm type thing. And he's told he can take the highway or he can take their way. And as he's about to just say, okay, stop the car, I'm gonna go out, she says to him, you have been down that route before and you know how it ends. And she turns around, she says, trust me, Neo, trust me. She was saying, I am the truth, trust me. And you might be thinking, well, Valerie, why are you talking about the Matrix today? Because God doesn't come down from the sky. He doesn't come down from the sky and tell you truth. God resources himself through things around us. It could be a movie. It could be the smell of a rose. It could be the kindness of a stranger. It can be, God shows up for us in many different ways. He resources himself through many modalities to get to you, to relate to you in a way that you can see if you choose to see. And so, in that same scene where that tracking device is placed into Neo, that was telling me that as we know it, as we can see it in society, that our every move is tracked. We've been bugged. Big Brother is watching us. And it's especially apparent when you unplug from the system. I remember being in a state of debt. And when you are in a state of debt and you unplug, as it were, from the system, you will see how these agents will chase you down for your money. I had to unplug from the system in order not to be found. You don't realize you're in the system until you do something against the system. Then you will see how the agents of the Matrix will come after you. And when you're in that place, when you get to rock bottom, sometimes, not even sometimes, you have no choice but to then reach out and to say, God, where are you? And when you turn to God, there've been moments in my life where I've had to say, God, where are you? Maybe you're at a point where you even feel suicidal. You feel trapped and you feel cornered. There's no one that you can turn to. All you need to do is cry out, God, where are you? Help me. And you know what God's response will be? He will say to you, at last. Because God's Spirit has been speaking to you for a long time, but you've not been listening. I love it when Morpheus says to Neo, we accept what we see because deep down we are expecting to wake up. When we look around us, we're in the season of COVID-19, coronavirus, and I see people walking around with masks. Some people don't seem to question anything. But it's the questions that drive us, isn't it? And they're accepting what they're seeing, but deep down, it's as if they're waiting or expecting to wake up. And it's further emphasized by this situation. But we're in that state all the time. Neo says, I'm here because there's something that I know. There's something that you know, but you cannot explain it. There is something that you know, but you cannot explain it. You can feel it deep inside the recesses of your mind. And it's this question that drives you to seek answers. And what you're actually searching for is God. Yes, we cover it up with illusions. We get caught up with the rat in the wheel, don't we? Over and over, playing our day over and over again. Distractions. But inside there's that the nagging feeling something's not quite right with the world. You see, we're surrounded by the matrix. There's an illusion, and I believe that a lot of people are waking up, that's been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. There's a lot of people that are referring to the pandemic as a plandemic. They feel as if there's something else that's going on. It's an agenda. What is it? There's this nagging feeling. Some are not afraid to articulate it. But there's something else. There's something that lies beyond my perspective. There's something that I am not privy to. There's something that I am not seeing. You see, when we were born into bondage. We were born into this matrix. We were born into this system of things. And this system of things has formed a prison around our mind. You were born into a system. You were born into a prison that made you a slave. And it has you shackled. But you have a choice. You can either believe what you want to believe, what you want to believe with your narrow perspective, or you can choose truth. Because when you know the truth, it will set you free. It will free you from those shackles to the matrix. Have you ever had a dream? Morpheus says to Neo, have you ever had a dream where the dream was felt so real that you didn't know whether you were awake or whether you were asleep? And he asks Neo, how can you know the difference between the dream world and the real world if you're in that state? He asks him, what if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between what is real and unreal? How would you know the difference? Is this world real or is it unreal? Is the matrix real? The illusions real? You know, recently I was listening to a video called The Straw Man. And in the video, The Straw Man, it explains that when you're in debt and the companies have been chasing you for a little while, then you have these companies that buy the debt from these companies. Then what these companies do, the ones that have purchased the debt, they now go after you. And if you sign the letter that they receive, or you contact them and say to them, okay, I'm going to agree to pay you a certain amount for the debt, you have now literally entered into an illusion. Why is that? Because no one told that company to go and buy the debt. You did not authorize them to buy the debt from that company for pennies in the pound or cents in the dollar. And then they come after you and trick you into an illusion that the debt is yours, when in fact it's theirs. And the moment you sign that document or you engage in them in a conversation accepting that the debt is yours, you have then bought into the matrix. You know, it's hard. It's much more difficult to free a mind that is fixed in its opinions. It will fight hard to hold the defenses around it, because without that construct of beliefs that mind holds, it doesn't know. It basically gives up control. It doesn't know where to go. And so it's actually easier to free a young mind that isn't so caught up with the rules, that is so trapped with the rules. In the matrix, in the world that we see around us, which is just based on illusions, lies, you're not told the truth for how fast or strong you are. And in this world, the matrix, it's not dependent on how tight your muscles are, how strong you are physically. It's dependent on your mind. You have to know that you're faster and stronger than your physical body in the mind. You see, that in itself is an illusion. And when you're going after your purpose, you have to let go of the fear. You have to let go of the fear, the doubt, and the disbelief that you can do something. You have to actually believe that you have to let go. You have to actually suspend that it's not possible to enjoy the fullness of who you are, the real strength of who you are. There's a scene in the Bible where Jesus is with Peter, and Peter's walking on the water. And when Peter did this, he was in a state of truth. Jesus represented truth. And so Peter, in order to walk on the water, he had to suspend his disbelief. He had to suspend his doubt. He had to suspend his fear to enable him in his truth, the truth that he was created as, to be able to walk on the water. But the moment he took his mind off of the truth and leaned into his own perspective of who he thought he was, the lie of who he was, he began to drown. He began to fall. And this reminded me of the jump scene in the Matrix where you know, they were crowding around. They wanted to know if Neo was going to succeed his first jump. Morpheus had jumped this great distance from building to building, and they wanted to know if Neo was going to do it. And it almost seemed as if Neo was going to do it. But then he looked down. And his moment of suspending belief, his belief, disbelief, doubt and fear, crashed. And now he saw with his own understanding within the Matrix. You see, it's a mind thing. And he hit the ground. He hit the ground. I'm going to do a part two of this because there's so many lessons that I gleaned from the Matrix. And so I'm going to close with this. At this point, suspend doubt and disbelief and fear, and you will come into the truth of who you are. Do not judge yourselves as you would with your own narrow perspective. Know that you are more than that. If you'd like to speak to me more on this subject, you can contact me www.valerieacampbell.com/contact. Drop me a line. Drop a comment on the Bashani website's The Secret Vibe page and let me know your thoughts around this subject. As always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. He 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 bows to the divine in you.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.